the Lord. Praise the Lord. Very short word this morning. And it continues from where we stopped last Sunday. Are you a Christian? Part two. Remember last Sunday we concluded by asking ourselves, are you making straight the way of the Lord? How can we make straight the way of the Lord? Can a sinner make straight the way of the Lord? And that is what is leading us this morning to the characteristics of a Christian. You know, when they went to John, you know, in the book of John chapter 1, they asked him, who are you? So that we might have answers to those who have sent us. And he told them what he was not. He said, I know what you people are looking for. I am not the Messiah. I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. Praise the Lord. And he advised them, make straight the way of the Lord. And the question that was left last Sunday, before we concluded last Sunday, was, are you making straight the way of the Lord? Praise the Lord. We cannot make straight the way of the Lord if you do not belong to, if you do not become a member of the family of God. If you do not become a member of the family of God. Nicodemus was a follower of Christ, a secret follower. But apart from that, he was a Pharisee. He was observing the law. He was doing everything right. He went to Jesus at night. He said, what must I do? Because the Holy Spirit made him realize that all these things you are doing cannot lead you to heaven. You are not a Christian simply because your name is Nicodemus. You are not a Christian simply because your name is Isaac. You are not a Christian simply because your name is Joshua. In fact, those are just mere names. They are not even Christian names if you look at it critically. They are Jewish names that we all adopted for one way or the other, which become Englishized, as I put it, in quotes. Those names were Englishized, and then we adopt them as our first name. Those things does not make us to become Christian. And so Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Nicodemus was afraid. No, he was in dilemma. What do you mean? Me? How? And Jesus told him, yeah, you have to become the family of God. If you are not a member of the family of God, you cannot be a Christian. So, one of the great characteristics of a Christian is that you must be born again. Praise the Lord. That's number one. If you are not born again, you are not a Christian. You are just carrying the name all over the place. We have to, when we are born again, we understand the fall of man. We understand the position we find ourselves. And that was what Jesus Christ was telling Nicodemus. You must be born again. And the question is, what is the new birth? What is it all about? And how can I be born again? We need to understand this new birth. Number one, the natural man is spiritually dead. And we cannot therefore obey, understand, or please God. Very, very clear. Romans 8, 6 to 8 is very clear about it. I may not have time to read all these passages, but if you know them down, you just get home and read them. Romans 8, 6 to 8, Jeremiah 17, 9. And then Ephesians 2, verse 3. And the new birth means eternal life. Jesus was very emphatic when he told Nicodemus, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not do what? Shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So that is why being born again is very, very important. The natural man is corrupt. Our affections are perverse. And we are also perverse in our will. Galatians 5:19 is there, 19 to 21, highlighting the works of the flesh. And if you read Mark 7:21 to 23, it says, the new birth affects our taste, it affects our habits, it affects our desire, it affects our vocabularies. Praise the Lord. The natural man is on a natural sloppy course to destruction. But the new birth guarantees that our names are written in the book of life. May your names will never be found missing from the book of life in the mighty name of Jesus. So one great characteristic of a Christian is that he is born again and his name is written in the book of life. Praise the Lord. Your name shall be written in the book of life in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus said, you know, of the natural man, you know, we cannot save ourselves from our sins. No, it's not possible. But Jesus delivered us from the works and powers of the devil in our lives. When you become born again, Jesus delivers you from the works and powers of the devil. Colossians 1:3 and 1 John 3:8 is very, very clear. Why? Because the penalty for sin and the cause that we have as sinners, you know, is removed. Praise the Lord. Is removed. And if that penalty, which is death, is not removed, brethren, we are not Christians. So, what we are saying is that as a Christian, there must be a changed life. Okay? We must live a holy and righteous life. 1 John 2:29. We must have godly love. And we must have love for the scriptures. You want to read the word of God every day. You have that task to know what is God telling me this morning through his word. There are so many devotionals there. Daily bread is there. Open heaven is there. Today in the word is there. And so on and so forth. And there are so many that are also on the internet that you want to look at. You know, you have an overcoming life. Why? Because you have godly fear and you have obedience to God. You only want to obey God. You know, praise the Lord. A Christian obeys God. A Christian has godly fear. A Christian lives an overcoming life. 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4. When we get home, I want us to read this. Just make sure that all these passages are written down. And then, you begin to have communion and fellowship with God all the time. All the time. You present whatever you want to do to the Lord Almighty. You don't take decisions by yourself. Okay? Then you have a power to live a Christian life. John 1:12. I want us to read that one. Very, very important. John chapter 1, verse 12. It was very clear. John was telling the Pharisees, right there, the difference between a Christian, a child of God, and those who just claim to be children of God by the word of their mouth. John 1:12. I read from here. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed his name, what did he do? He gave them the right, that the power, to become the children of God. God will give you power to become his children this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will live that new life successfully in the mighty name of Jesus. Number one, I said, you must give yourself to the study of the word. A Christian, after you have become born again, you give yourself to the study of the word. Number two, you pray constantly. And you fellowship with fellow brethren. Hebrews 10:25. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 is there. Say, pray without what? Without ceasing. You now know that you have nobody in the world except who? God. In the course of my life, I have had opportunities of depending on friends. I've had opportunities of depending on some politicians that I thought they are well connected. and they can see me through. It was a failure until I came back to God. Lord, I give my life unto you. Where do you want me to go? I can be telling the stories how we came to America. When in my own mind, I always preach, I don't know how I can translate. It is in this land that we shall be, that we shall, we all make it. You know? Whereas God is pointing me to a different direction. But I stood my ground. I've had enough education. I don't want to go and start afresh anywhere. Here, my family and myself will make it in this country. That was then. But God was saying no. But well, after I became born again, I remember that morning. You know, the morning after I became born again. Nobody was around. It was this Lekki 98 program. We almost walked home from Lekki. Because I remember we walked almost from Lekki to, maybe it was VI, before we could get a vehicle that eventually takes us from there to Yaba. So, getting home, everybody, I was tired. I didn't see anybody, so I went sleeping. Waking up that morning, I had the urge to pray. You know, I came to the sitting room, as I knelt down, I saw heaven opens and, you know, blessings coming. I was so satisfied, I was happy. As a young Christian, I thought the blessing starts right there, the second day. But I went through a lot. But part of the blessings I am seeing today, glory be to God. That is what a child of God experiences. And it shall be so for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, there is total submission to Christ. James 4:7. I have to round up. Total submission to Christ. A Christian will totally submit to Christ. You don't argue. And that's the problem we have. As a young Christian, God will tell me this is what will be done. I don't see it that way. I want to do it my way. And in many cases, I fail. You know, I remember I entered into a mall one day. And God asked me, Daddy, start preaching. I said, preaching care. Because I became born again, I was a great critic of those who preach in the bus. I counted them as noisemakers. Said, you want to join the clique of noisemakers? I better go and sit down. And the Holy Spirit said, start preaching. I didn't do it. And then the next bus stop, somebody came in and was advertising Hamlets, Igbadi, all these things that is used, that you said you can use to protect yourself from witches and wizards. Who else can protect you from witches and wizards except God? Whereas if I have been on my feet to say one or two words, by the time the man is coming in and sees me preaching, he won't enter that bus. And that's exactly what God wanted me to do. But I didn't do it. I felt so ashamed of myself that the next bus stop, I stopped. And I have to walk home all the way from Bolade bus stop. Can you imagine? It's a very long distance. Oshodi. I entered the bus in Oshodi. You know. And immediately I sat down. God said, stand up and preach. I said, preaching care. You want to join the clique of noisemakers? No. It doesn't work that way. But God wanted to use me to prevent somebody from falling into the hands of those who will have been selling them fetish things that never worked. But as a Christian, I didn't obey. God will help us to obey His word in the mighty name of Jesus. Total submission. James 4:7 and John 14:15. We can read it when we get to it. And then finally, a Christian witness to others. Like we said at Sunday school this morning, witnessing to others does not mean you have to be noisy about it. You can witness to others through what you do, how you do your work, how you perform your business in the marketplace. People will see you and say, this must be a child of God. Okay? You single yourself out. Your business is clean and clear. Everybody wants to associate with you. Why? Because they know you as a child of God. We don't have to be Christians on Sunday. And then we do it the way the world does it, Monday to Saturday. No, that one is not a Christian. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me conclude In the light of what we have said, a born-again Christian must be different from those who are not. A Christian must be different from the entire world. The difference should be evident in your words, in your thoughts, in your action. Praise the Lord. As a Christian, you must let go old patterns of sins and do away with every form of destructive relationship. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Acts of Apostles 4:12 clearly said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other, any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I pray that we will exhibit the virtue of born-again Christians in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go along in the process of doing our businesses in the marketplace, the Lord Almighty will continue to open our eyes to see ourselves so that we know where we stand, and then we can make necessary adjustments in the mighty name of Jesus. Father Lord, I just want to bless you this morning for exposing our eyes to see ourselves, for giving us clear light to be able to assess ourselves, to know whether we are making straight the way of the Lord or not. My Lord, my God, I pray, let there be transformation in the life of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our deed and the word of our mouth be acceptable unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. We are the Bible that the unbelievers read. Therefore, Lord, let them read clearly from me that I am your child, that I belong to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Father, every soul there longing for you, Jehovah El Shaddai, as they give their life at this hour, accept them in the mighty name of Jesus. As they confess you as their personal Lord and Savior at this hour, accept them, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be transformation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.